I'll give us a couple of things. Okay. This week, we're having shiur today, tomorrow. And next week, Bez Hashem, today and tomorrow this week, and next week, Bez Hashem, should be two more shiurim. And then we take a little break and have the bechina, and then we'll do other things after the bechina, of melicha and other sort of things. Which days next week is a good question, because I'm going to be out of town on Sunday for a chasen. I'm not getting back till Monday late morning. One second. Yeah. Okay. So the question is, should we do it Tuesday? Well, so definitely it's not going to be Monday morning, because I'm not going to be back probably in time. The plane lands after the shiur. Tuesday, Wednesday would be the best idea. The only thing is, I might have a bris, and we have a bris on Tuesday, so I just have to figure out what time I can get back from the bris. Hopefully. So I would like it to be Tuesday, Wednesday next week. That's what I would like it to be. We might maybe start a little bit later, 9:30-ish, 9:40-ish. We'll have to let you know about that. Okay? But that's... okay. Now, before we begin, Baruch Hashem, we have two Simchas in this year. Two people, Habeni Mabas. But Ike had a baby boy, and Yonah Chazan had a baby girl. Yonah Chazan is not here yet, so we will sing for Yonah Chazan at a different occasion. Today, we will wish Ike Mazel Tov for his baby boy. And you had? Oh, okay, so wait. So let's go. So third. Okay, so see, we have different... What?
I got the deferral, so we have a fourth.
Oh, fourth, you got a deferral. Okay. Okay. Okay, so let's do one thing at a time. So first we'll sing for Ike's baby boy, and then we'll sing for Mr. Nemeth's baby girl. And then if Yona comes later, or next time, we'll sing. Okay, so Mazel Tov to Ike and the baby boy.
Shemen Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehi Lanu, L'chol Yisrael. Shemen Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehi Lanu, L'chol Yisrael. Shemen Tov, O Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov Yehi Lanu, L'chol Yisrael. Shemen Tov, Mazel Tov. Shemen Tov, Mazel Tov Yehi Lanu, L'chol Yisrael. Shemen Tov, Mazel Tov.
Okay, now Mr. Nemeth had a granddaughter. From whose, which child?
Ari
Nemeth, who was in my shiur. That's right. So Ari Nemeth and Mr. Nemeth's baby granddaughter.
Shemen Tov, oh Mazel Tov, Yehi Lanu, L'chol Yisrael. Shemen Tov, oh Mazel Tov, Yehi Lanu, L'chol Yisrael. Shemen Tov, oh Mazel Tov, Shemen Tov, oh Mazel Tov, Yehi Lanu. L'chol Yisrael, Shemen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehi Lanu. L'chol Yisrael, Shemen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehi Lanu. L'chol Yisrael, Shemen Tov.
Okay, real fast. Okay, today we're having the shiur about pas chalavi or b'sari. Right, we know there's an issur d'rabbanan to have milchik or fleishik bread. Whereas normally something's milchik, so it's milchik. Fine. So you have milchik something, so it's milchik. You have something fleishik, it's fleishik. Right? So, but there are certain food items that people normally machzik as parv, and therefore they'll eat it together with meat or milk, like a piece of bread, which is normally parv, so you eat it with meat or milk, right? But so you have no reason not to, except we had a shiur previously about if you had pas mi'al ha'shulchan, right, and pay test there, that it could be that it got some grease on it, etc. So we discussed that halacha from the Yerushalmi and Pesachim. Mm-hmm. But to go ahead and to make milchik bread, to put milk in the ingredients, or fleishik bread, so Chazal felt that could be bring a michshol. That could bring a michshol. You have milchik bread, and now you want to take a hamburger and put it on. You know, the bread looks like bread, and bread is normally parv. So why would you think otherwise? But therefore Chazal said, don't do it. Don't make your bread fleishik, meaning you don't bake bread. Say you have an oven that you have schmaltz on the. We were talking before about ovens that they used to, you know, bake on the oven itself, like a pizza, you know, like on the oven. Today, most of our baking, we have trays. We don't put the stuff on the oven itself. So therefore, if 2 hours ago you put mamish fleishik on the oven, and now you're going to bake your bread on that same oven, so then you're going to cause the blia of fleishik to go into the dough. And Chazal didn't want you to do that because it can come to a michshol. We'll have to see, does this apply to other food items? In other words, what about wine? Wine is also usually parv. So is there... And wine, you have to realize, that was the mainstay that people used to drink. Today, you know, most of us are now, you know, wine drinkers. We drink wine for Kiddush, Dalakosas. But at our regular dinner during the week, you know, whatever your drink is, it's usually not wine. You know, but in the old days, or even in some places today, you know, that's the drink. The wine is the drink. So maybe it would be a problem to have milchik wine, because they're going to, you know, come to have wine at your fleishik dinner. Or not. So the Gemara in Pesachim Adaf Lamed says... Tanura, the Tachubi Tichaya. So there was a tanur that they had shuman. So it's, you know, flat, fleishik flat. Also, Rava Barizloi, Lemichla, Lerifta, Fil, Bemilcha. He says you can't eat the bread even with salt. I mean, even if you're doing a parv, of course you can't eat it with milk because it's mamish fleishik. But they made an isser on the bread. La'olam, Dilma Osi, Lemichla, Bekuchta. Was he going to come to eat it with milk? Basically, in Lashon, as a isab chalav, the mash kol apas kula asur mne hergil al aveira. So we have this halacha that you can't knead the dough with milk. And if you did, it's going to be asur mne hergil aveira. Kiyotze ain tashin as a toner, but alyam tashkol pas kula asur ache sika toner. So until you so that's a separate halacha about kashering. You know, that's that we discussed in Heksha Kalim thing. But in terms of the din of the milchik bread and the fleishik bread, that's the same halacha, that you shouldn't have any milk bread, any flesh bread, and that's the famous Gemara. The Gemara talks about okay, so then there's a famous Gemara in Pesachim on page 3 in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about there's a sugya of matzah shira, right? So there's a machlokas rishonim, what is matzah shira, right? So most rishonim learn that anytime you put any type of meperis, that's matzah shira, because it's not just water. The Rambam sheet is it's only yain shem mechalav advash, only certain chashavim. But the Gemara speaks about making, so, you know, Bnei Ashkenaz, you don't eat matzah shira at all on Pesach. I mean, the Gemara says you can, it's just not a din of lechemoni. And the Ashkenazim, l'machmir, for the Shitas Rashi, that may pair it say machmitzin, doesn't mean ain machmitzin klal, but ain machmitzin legamre, but it could be at least chametz nuksha. So we don't eat matzah shira. Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira on Pesach. But as far as the Gemara is, it's all go. Everything is good, except for the night of the, you know, for the matzah's mitzvah. So the Gemara says that Kedomar lo Yeshua b'vnei yom. So Yeshua told his sons yom chamel otolushli b'chelba mikan reiluf lushli b'chelba. For the first day, question exactly what that means. But let's assume it means for the matzah's mitzvah, you shouldn't put any milk in the matzah. But the rest, you can. So, in fact, the Gemara, but matzah, that's like bread. So, what's the idea? That you shouldn't just use it for the milchik matzah for the Pesach Seder, but the rest of Pesach you can. But isn't there still an Isser, the Rabbanon of matzah, milchik matzah? So the Gemara says, you're right, you got to take out the word cholov. Mm-hmm. Put in the word dvash. Then it's parv. That's one answer. In other words, he didn't tell them to put milk, only dvash. V'ibay se'ima lo'olam b'chelba, k'dom ravina k'ein Torah. Shari hacha k'ein Torah shari. So we have this heter of Ke'ein Torah. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ma'at ke'ayin shel shor, like the eye of the ox. Which Rashi interprets means, whereas if you make a little roll, right, so you're going to eat the whole thing up at once. You see, the whole problem we're afraid of is leftovers. You can have a leftover, and it was milchik bread, and you have a leftover, and then it's sitting around, and 3 days later, you're going to become hungry, come and you want a hamburger with a bun, and this is going to be a bun, and it's milchik, and you're going to forget already, it's already 3 days ago, or something like that. So then, but if you make it in a small quantity, a small little roll, so you eat up at once, so then we weren't kosher. So Ke'ein Torah means like a small amount, like the eye of the shore. and then Chazal weren't kosher. That's how Rashi learns. The Rif gives a different shot. On page 4. So he says the last of the thin lines. V'ishani lahu, v'avid lahu ke'ein Torah shari. So ke'ein Torah is a way of saying you made a shinoi. You made a shinoi. It's not so much as the way Rashi was learning that you made it in a small quantity. But but you made a shinui. You made it in a certain configuration. So that's not the normal way. So then that's a simmon. Then you have a simmon that this is different. So then you'll. It came in the shani, but who made the yada, the lekeira of the hu, hachi the lelesi, but who the deitakola, mufichach mutar. So these are the two pshatim. Either it means a small quantity, or it means you made a shinui. And the poskim write, if you look in the Shari Dura, page 5, Siman Samach. Hitzach lizor shalom lafos pas tzad pashtida ein betada bevein tachas klicheres o klibarza shem yochol hapas hacholov. Right? So then in the and then he writes, he quotes the Gemara Pesachim in Toshim as Ataner, etc. Chachas Shir became a duchten of Talmud Ashnei Teirushim Denucha Lizbok et Revayu. So he says in the two Teirushim, and you look at the Hagol Shari Dura here on page 6. Perish Rav Alphus Rambam Shosa Shina Betsuas Hapas Rashi Tosis Perish Shapas Cotton. The nearer the honey trade, Perusha Maliba the Hilchas. Sleek of the Dravites Vars Yafos. So Agon Shari Dur says we can rely on both cooler. Either cooler you have is valid. And then he gives you other and then he gives you other applications. The Shari Dura on page 8 in the bottom. Olam Nogu Isser Bafias Hapashtida Upladen Yachad. So this is also a type of dough that has sometimes these doughs have cheese in them. That's in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samaches. Some of them, they have meat in them. Of alafos pasim achas v'hem shari. But if you're going to just bake it in the same oven together, the pashtida, the fleshig thing with par of pas, that's going to be mutter, as he explains it was Rechalav Milsa, as he writes in the Mubar Shorim. Tamach Mitchell Ofas Lachatchila Pasim Pashtida Tovol of Bracha. But so Tovol of Bracha, not to, by Recha Lachatchila, as we've learned, Machmir by Recha Lachatchila. So let's take it. Okay, so we'll take a look. So the Bach, says on the fourth line, Mashinogim lefos lechem mishnah. Bechol Erev Shabbos. Petoner Echad in Basar, Mechad Chilo. They used to make the challahs for Shabbos in the same oven with the meat. So he says, Hashvinu Lahani Lachomim V'Dover Muat. He says, these things are made for, you know, just for Shabbos meal and you finish it up. You know, and you have to realize those days they didn't have the way that we preserve food for much longer. You know, you have refrigeration, you have Ziploc bags. You know, they didn't have all these kunsten. So they were only made what they're going to need for the meal and then finished. So that's Kein Torah. And then he quotes Agdol Sharidura. He says, Tam lo dvar of Kevan shalo nishar mehem lo achar HaShabbos ein locha shem yovo lochlam b'chol of b'Shabbos ein locha oni m'Yisrael shal yochol b'osa b'Shabbos. But he says that was in those days. He says, but if the Metzias changes, l'didon d'rigilosu sh'nishoya mihanil chomim achar HaShabbos ein lohem heter l'peirish Rashi. So he says, according to Rashi, the times change. We do eat it after Shabbos. So then that reason wouldn't give. So then maybe you have to rely on the other, on the Rif's reason. So if Lomad Somchem Perish Rav Alphas, Tahani L'chom Masuim B'Shinoi, Mitoch Kach Yizkor Shalom L'chom M'Cholov Haflach HaShabbos. The Perish Rav Alphas Kehen Sha'osim Shinoi Yochol Alphas Afil Harbein. He says, as long as you have one of the reasons you're good, the whole thing is only the Rabban and you can be Mekel. So it would be good if you made like three. Okay. So if you don't have to rely on the Shino, you just do it small. You know, tavo la bracha, but it's all good in the end. So the Torah Chatas, the Ramah wrote the Sefer Torah Chatas, as we learned. The Vikuach Maim Chaim, that's the brother of the Maral. He wrote an attack on the Torah Chatas because he didn't like this idea of codifying halacha. He wasn't into that. He felt that every Talmud Chacham should learn the Gemara, learn the Sugya, and come up with his halacha. What's this idea that you codify halacha, you make a codex someone wrote for halacha? I mean, so his attack was on, so one of my Talmidim, Noam Poster, he asked me how come the attack was on the Torah Chatas, not on Machaber himself. So he said, because he writes in the thing that the Ramah was like his classmate, and they learned by Rav Shachna together. And he says Rav Shachna, he was also asked to do to write a codification of halacha, you know, a Shulchan Aruch type of thing, and he didn't want to do it. And he thinks the reason why he didn't want to do it is because of what the Svaram say. It could be he didn't want to do it because he was busy, you know. You know, a lot of reasons why people don't want to do things, you know. But the Vikuach Maim Chaim writes, we were together by Rav Shachna, and he never did such a thing, so you shouldn't write a Shulchan Aruch either. So he's not into. But
don't we have shorter things from other Rishonim, like the Rif and Rav, or a little short?
Yeah, right, a little shorter, right.
Ramban.
Yeah, so Ramban wrote his Hilchos Nida, the Rambam wrote it, everything. Okay, so not everyone agrees, or what the intent was. Okay, but there is a whole. I gave a whole series of shiurim about the Tokif of the Shulchan Aruch, so there's a whole. You know, people who were against the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, I told you, the Rocket Shover, he wasn't glorious to Shulchan Aruch. But most of us, we accepted the Shulchan Aruch, at least in a Klaliistic way. I mean, even though, as pointed out, Magen Avraham and Tashach and the Taz, they're always arguing with with the Mechaber, but the basic principles they keep, and a lot of times the details, and but the code of the Shulchan Aruch was more or less accepted in most of Klal Yisrael. The Taimanim, they accepted the Rambam. Okay, so on page 13, Shavuos is coming up. You see, we know that we're on time when we learn about the Yom Shel Shlomo, about the Sudas Purim by Purim time, and we learn about the Taras Chatos and Shavuos time, so we know we're on schedule. So he says, Mikan ani roa hete gamkein, la'osom, page 13, the arrow. La'osom l'cham shenogol olos b'chol of the Shavuos. They would make like bread, milchic bread on Shavuos. So what's the heter? Of course, it's against the Gemara. They change the shape, make them long, not round. That's one. In other words, even though like you do it for Shabbat, you make it big, but if the mice, you can eat it up the whole thing on this day, so that's considered Dover Muat. Dover Muat is that it's not going to be last past today. So then you remember that it's Milchut. He says, Dugav Tana Lav Dafka, El Kol Shehu Dover Muat V'nechal Yomei, Lo Chashin Be'il Takala She'ishkach Lo'ochla. Okay, so these are different things. Okay, so this is in Shulchan Aruch in Tzadi Zayin. Yeah. Well, what a braided challah. So, well, you want to say maybe it's a shinoi because
I'm asking if what the rabbi and the hakadosh right here is that all relevant?
I mean, so some want to say maybe English muffins, something like that. Some want to say not. Right, it's hard to say what's a shinoi, what's not a shinoi. Okay, so there, Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Zayin, Ein Lashin Isa B'chalav Shem Yovel Lochla Im Basa, In Lash Kol Apas Osa, Afil Lochla Levada. So it's an Isa. Im Hayad Ovel Mua Kedei Achil V'vasacha, so Shashina, right? So it's Mutter. And then the Ramah quotes Nogul Malosh Pas Im Cholav B'Chag HaShavuos Kam Mishum L'Chov at Shabbos Kiel Zeh M'Chashev Kedover Muat Kam Tzuras HaMashuna etc. Okay, the Taz Sifkot Na'alef says Mizeh Nerulim V'Meducha Shadochim Bo B'Samim, whereas you have a pestle that you beat the B'Samim, we discussed a little bit with Dover Charif and things like that. So you make besamim. So sometimes you use the besamim for meat, and sometimes you use it for milk. And one time the pestle got fleshik. Pamachas dochu shom shum im marak shal shuman ovas. They did it. They were. The spices were together with a fleshic thing, and they were pesting on it. So now the question is, now it became fleshic, this meducha. So what's wrong with a fleshic meducha? Because spices are normally muchzak as parv. But now you're going to make fleshic spices. And since spices are muchzak as parv, maybe it's not right to have fleishik spices. So if you have a fleishik meducha, so maybe you shouldn't use it. Because I'll just use it for the fleishik. No, because that's maybe similar to this idea of not having fleishik bread. We don't say, okay, have fleishik bread and just use it for the hamburgers. The answer is, but something that's muhzak to be parv, that in other words, he's saying is that it could be that it's not only a din. You could say chazal only masakin on bread. That's what they were masakin. You want to say svaras to extend it. Okay, so maybe you don't have a right to say svaras to extend it. But he's saying svaras to extend it. So nearly shosa meducha asur al duch. In other words, you have to kasher the meducha. You do have gola on the meducha and kasher it. So you should go back to parv. You can't say, well, in the meantime, I'll use it for fleishik, because it could be that the meducha is a din like bread, because the meducha is going to create fleishik spices, which you're going to think you could eat at any meal. Hechsher dafka afil b'diavad also below hechsher k'mo hapas. Kan v'lo domin lo shkosis in tzari vav. Tavlin shari duchim b'duchim shol boso also b'cholov. Aval in boso mutter shammai sham b'duchim b'yuchedes lo boso dafka. Whenever there's a yev in b'duchim that's b'yuchedes lo boso, this one's b'yuched, wants to make some type of chiluk like that. Okay. As you say, if you have one that's miyuchad, then maybe, so that's already like a simon that this is miyuchad. But your thing wasn't miyuchad, and you messed up. So now it's muksak to be a par thing, and you. So that's what he. That he's choshesh lahachrif, even though you could say that the fact that you had this din that miyuchas says he maybe that the whole thing. In other words, you could just truck this whole chiddush and just say once you see that tzadivav gimel speaks about tavlin sheducha b'meducha shabasa achol b'cholov about basa's mutter. So maybe we should just give up on this din by meducha. So the Taz wants to make this chiluk. Instead of giving up on his chiddush, he wants to make a thing that if you had something that was muksak in your house is using for parv, and then it became fleishik, so you can't use it for fleishik now, just for fleishik, because it's muksak as parv, so better machshir. But something may kara if you want to use it. For you set it aside only for fleishik, so then fine, it's only for fleishik, and then you won't come to it.
How does having the
meducha
for fleishik help anything? I mean, less of the spices are fleishik. There's no sin in the spices. It's a maybe I use those spices in milk, the option?
Yeah.
So then, for once the meat is out of the picture, and I just have spices in my cabinet, how am I going to know that, what's the sin on the actual food? So then it takes immediate use. But if the chol is a miyuchad, it's like a simen. Although you don't eat a simen, it's a thing that you can't eat.
Yeah, it's a chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush, what do you say?
Aside from the posting and the Mishalai and whatever the Zawar goes there in this, why don't we just say this Tavish and Shamash and Shechna? Meaning anything I'm putting in this meducha is one of one thing in this bottle anyway. I'm not going to have shishim, spices.
Well, spices at the of the time or whatever.
It's the time that's also in the Barach.
It's fleishik.
Fleishik is going to be less. Meaning, I might not have to taste the spices, but because that we can, if it's
most of the time is a machmas atzma. Still, So it's Thomas Nicker, so it's so
why is Meduka itself becoming pleasurable?
Yeah, that was what we talked about. That's exactly what we talked about yesterday.
But he was using it for something
That's what he said. You did it with some, but you did flesh at the same time. So then the Dov Charif was Molay of the Tam.
Did you assume that any spices are Dov Charif? Or is he assuming
no, spices, yes, spices are usually Dov Charif, you say. If it's a tshuva, Piskei Tshuva, page 15, second piece, Gimel, quotes the Tshuva's Marit. Chelik Bei Simen Yud Ches. I think that may be the same Simen as the Mekvos Tshuva. Shekosov, Dein Bo'ol Shino Yag Bebeso. He says the concept of shinoi is in your own home, but when you once you do a commercial, no one knows that's a shinoi or anything. That's already you know that's a shinoi. It's a private thing, but a commercial also sapas meruba limkol b'shuk also da'orchim loyakiru b'shinoi. People coming from all over. Afal smach auda also the hashin shem yishkach muhodia. Okay, so that's then he says, "Ayn chavas das." She calls about the shinoi in moel rakhe shishina b'shan safir. The lawyer love iser klal. But lots of shinoi achashik v'nesa in moel. As he thinks it's like well, some explain some explain that it's a chefter shalissa, so you Chazal goes there chefter shalissa here. So Mavela b'shas afia it has to have the shinoi, or else you can't say well I'll bake the bread and then afterwards I'll have some shinoi because the iser set in already. And he says, well, the same concept by Dover Muat. You have to bake it as a Dover Muat. But if you're going to say, I'm going to bake these huge rolls, huge challahs, and I'll cut it up and give it to 20 different people, so every person will get a Dover Muat. So he thinks also not, because it's a set in. Then he writes another point. Chedas ha prima godem, the local crazy placey. So we'll have to see. The crazy placey apparently doesn't say like that. He says, yeah, we have the crazy placey here. Take a look on page 19 in the Gracie Placey. He says, one second. So Gimel, not the one I and Sifkan Gimel. He says, I am Ashok Safti place Sifkan Aleph is Kenny again horror lachalik a pass lebatim b'chol pais pass echad v'havi dover muat. So he argues with that. In other words, he says that you could split it up afterwards. And then, back to the Pesach Tshuva, he quotes the Marit, another point. He says, Kosovod B'tshuva's Marit Shom, the Hada Osirim Leke Shinoi Davka Hechadika Chashash Yochum Mugvina B'yachet. But it's only if you're going to, there's a chashash, you're going to eat the bread with cheese. Aval Hechad Leke Lameche Shlachik, and also more B'mei Mesika. Do you have some type of bake thing, like a baked cake or something like that? You know, no one puts cheese on the, I mean, the cake itself is cheesecake, you know, on these type of things. Ain't derech ochel mgvina. But it's talking about bread that you put a gvina on. But it's something that, you know, some type of sweet baked good that you don't normally put cheese on it or something like that, that wasn't the chlal. Okay. So these are some people, I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was machmir not to eat cake, you know, like Shiloh, Entenmann's and things like that, and others weren't machmir because the Entenmann's pound cake. OUD. So okay. And the Chavos Das is here on page 17. He talks about the Shah Safiya, that all that things. Okay. And the Pri Chadash on page 18. You know, he argues with the Taz. At four lines on the bottom of the right side. He quotes the Taz about the Meducha. He says, Velonahira, the shiny hacha, the stam, lechem, osri, lechol, and basar, vim cholov. He says, no, they talk about lechem, because stam lechem is all made to be parv. And it's not derech to miyachid, lechem, lecholov, levado, lebasar, levado. So therefore, they made the gzera. But dvar macherim, kibon Meducha, v'yotzimem, that you have that are you call them basa. So then he doesn't think Afalpishahut betchil lo yich, but you particularly didn't. So then you have a right. In other words, originally you weren't miyachedish for basar chalav. Then it became fleishik. Now you want to be miyachedish. So now you can be miyachedish because it's something people are normally miyached. But bread is not something necessarily people are normally miyached, so then that was where the gzera was. And then he says, "Mashal nearly b'din zehu shim banu lochosh le'echad mibrei ha'ir ola yishkach ki lochom megvina." So he says, He's referring to the Marit, what we just quoted, like these cakes that have, you know, kachin b'mokum shah shemen yob b'yoker v'loshim b'so b'shumen ha'alya. They make it fleishik cakes because they put shumen. So should we aser it? So he says, Mashen Rebbe Din Zeh Hushim Baru Lachosh Lechem Meir, Ula Yishkach, Yochlam, in Dvina, Lechem Meir, Lechem Meir, Lechem Meir, Shinogu Kach, Bnei Eir, Nispasim, Meminag, Bnei Neim, Harei Din, Eilu Akachim, Kaosim, Shaosim, Bebeis, Yavdin, Kein Tosh, Abedomi. So he says another thing of Madonna Yashat speaks about, and this is the idea that once something becomes famous, this is like, you point out, Rav Adi Yosef said, Rabbi Yag mentioned about the power of, you know, the Marisayan halacha. So once it becomes famous that it's made, you know, specifically milchik or something like that, it's not, in other words, something is muchzak parv, but what if the things change when you start making, and it's not muchzak? So he says in the beginning, like Rabbi Yagi pointed out, he started making, say if we would start manufacturing a certain type of thing, that's what they talk about, the English muffins and stuff like that. In other words, everyone knows that it's milk. So it could be when they first did it, it was b'isser. But once the already is in the spartzim, then it becomes mutter. And the place Gracie here on page 19, he writes the same. He says all the bakers make milchik bread. So he made a machar. Say to him, so they tell you that in our community everyone knows that you break milk and bread. Again, came and she had dual rabbim, so like a toast of a chashasha. I call Yodim to Nasa the Cholof. So that's the svara that we saw in the Pri Chodesh. Now, take a look. So the famous shuv of the Tzemach Tzedek, on page 22. So we talk about Tzemach Tzedek HaYoshon. He's going to get a wrong course, this Tzemach Tzedek. I mean, this is the Krochmal, Menachem Mendel Krochmal. I told you that someone pointed out to me the reason why the people with the name Menachem Mendel named this farm Tzemach Tzedek is that it's the gematria. That's why the Vishnitz, they spell Mendel with a Yud, so they call their sefer as Tzemach Tzadik. So when you're writing a sefer on Chumash or whatever, so you have Indian to. It's the remnants of your name, your gematria, your name, or something. Right, exactly. Okay, so the Tzemach Tzedek, we did this tshuva once before, but now we're doing it from this perspective. Shalti Nyayin Lovin, Sherubo Ein Marisa Lovin Mamish. Right, the question of, when we talk Ein Mevalin Isilachatchid, we did this already, but about that year, the wine doesn't turn out so good. That white wine, the wine doesn't look so good. So part of the consumer ability is how things look. So they had this idea, so put some milk in the wine and you'll make it look good. And you'll levatel it b'shishim. The Shalti al Yain Lov and Sheru Brain Marisa Lov and Mamish Ritzol B'Shan Azos Machmas Rikoven means the crop of grapes weren't so good. shared by another. Venira Madovers of Hefsin Maruba. It's a Hefsin Maruba to get, you know, no one's going to buy it, so you got to make it look good. Loyb Sukonim, Al Yai, Kevin Shainu Nechma, Lamar. Then Yodim Vasa Skulish, Amarvim, Call of Behemoth. That's called Sim Osocha Hayayin. But they came there, Hayayin Lovin. So is that good or not? First of all, people usually have wine with meat, so maybe it's not right. On the other hand, maybe it's going to be less than shishim. So he discusses the whole so should that Gemara apply, the Gemara of so he says. So maybe over here is better, because L'maisa, worst case scenario, you'll eat it with meat, but it's bottom. But then he questions, but maybe, you know, it's a question of Ein Levat L'Nisach L'Chatchila. He says, V'lo teim lo mikri zeh mevat L'Nisach Kevin Zeyn Kanisad Chol L'Pas L'Abi Shem Yisur Hu D'L Pesach Kevin Shah Asa L'Litein L'Soch L'Pachol Mahadim L'Shem Yisur B'Chol L'Vi Yishkan Yisur. It's not really an issue, but since you're not supposed to do it, so he thinks it's a problem. Then he speaks about the chametz angle. That's if you use the stuff from the chita, all of chita. So that's the Yalkut Mefarshim here on page 24. He says, "I am Shlomo Tzedek Tzedek." He says, "In King Achino." But then the film last pass we call the Shogish or Yoda. And then he quotes the Magen Avraham. This we talked about when we were doing page 25. Where you see the Magen Avraham, we're going to close the Tzemach Tzedek. I mean, the Tzemach Tzedek of Krachmal was a cut, that's why they always call him Yashar. He's already quoted in the Magen Avraham. Because the Lubavitch Tzemach Tzedek is not quoted in the Magen Avraham. Even though he's pretty, for us, he's old. But for the Magen Avraham, he didn't exist yet. So he says it's not mevatel because you're not came to change kavanas olos sakin hayayin. It's not like you want more to eat. You just want to, so that's not called. You're not getting hanoah from the quantity of milk that you're putting in, etc. So that was the Magen Avraham and the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek. Yeah, I have it right here, page 26. Tosafot says the Tzemach Tzedek. The Hukam Marisa wrote in the Sakhash of the Kunin Sofa Kalki, there also because we shall be able to express me in the Basa. And the Magen Avraham disagrees. He says, the Fizem Ashaksaf the Lael, Adis the Bedover. We discussed this whole thing about the concept of Ein Mevatel Nisa Mechatchila when you're not interested in getting a no.
Doesn't the fact of the bringing in Ein Mevatel Nisa Mechatchila show that they don't think it's
a
zero
place
to wine?
No, just
do.
Otherwise,
right, so the thing there is, isn't it?
What do you mean with the answer?
It's wine.
No,
it's wine is not made from meat.
Right, in other words, saying there is an answer, but in other words, the Tzemach Tzedek is saying, Avad, if it's not Bakdol, that I would say for sure you can't do it. I'm saying maybe it's mutter because it's batel. But if it wouldn't be batel, then even the time of tzarek would have asked it. Mm-hmm. And the Chochmas Adam on page 27. He says, "Ein lotion iso b'chol b'shum afil achol v'adik zayir shemichlo im hipucho im lotch also achol afil b'mela." Afil in this parsim be'ir shechol lechem nivash b'chol of mikol makom also mishum orchim v'vayim l'sham. Right, so he's still even as the parsim the orchim. But today, you know, the concept of orchim. You see, those days they didn't have any internet, and here something happens in Venezuela, it's on the internet, so you know the whole world. You know, those days Orchim, every community was insulated, so I don't know what they do in that community. So, but today, if there would be a product on the market, so there's no concept of Orchim, because Orchim means I'm coming, I don't know what they do there. But everything's a Rishus Harabim today. Everyone knows everyone's everything, everyone knows about everything. You know too much. What can I tell you? Okay, so that's the question, whether you go for this far or you don't. That's the machlokas. And then we skipped over the Issa v'Heter. Page 21. Had the Sharina Pasha Nefa in Pashtida Lechol and Basar. And the Dak Shanefa had Pashtida Plan and Tov Machmas Kamosh Regilim. If the Pashtida was in a pan, and when Pashtida built the Machmas, so then it's. And if it wasn't in its own container, then it could drip on the oven and get onto the pas. So that would be the regular din, that the pas is also. So then it's not only a din of reich. If it's in its own container, then it's only a din of reich. So the reich alav milsa. But here we try not to. But here, if you have as mamish the shamnunis, if it wasn't put in its own container, the pashtida, so then it could be nivla in the dosnei hatanim. And the Aruch HaShulchan on page 29. Discusses this halacha. And he discusses concept of something being beforesome, then there shouldn't be any problem. He quotes the Marit and all the things we discussed. Page And the Madon Yosher, he discusses all these things as well. And you go past the Baba Kistin. Wir haben gehört, wir sind gekommen, wo du die Schechers hast gesehen, wir haben schon den Erfurt Bohrlauf. Ich habe gesagt, so ein Zoll zu schummen, muss man mir sicher, in mir haben es er. Ich habe den Erfurt Bohrlauf, in mir Chol auf Mamesh, Rach und Kinoach. So things that you don't eat. Chol auf Kinoach. Okay, basically all these swaras that... So the mice, the cakes, the mice, the minigas to be make of on the cakes. Cheesecake vavada, because cheesecake, you know, cheesecake, you know, as man as they can get parf cheesecake, and get, you know, they can get everything. So everything is before some, everything is, but regular bread, we're you know, we're machmer on. I mean, different hashkachas over the years gave, had coolers with agave, these things. Some were mako based on the wrapper, some, you know, some didn't like the wrapper, you know, different hashkachas. I don't want to mention names now. But different hashkachas had different approaches to this.
If the cheese is recognizable, like, let's say like a cheese bagel, that makes it for the farm?
A cheese bagel?
Yeah.
What is a cheese bagel?
Like cheese on the bagel. I don't know. Like in on the bottom of sometimes.
Yeah, well, like pizza. Pizza has cheese, you know.
You don't see it right at the outside.
Yeah.
On the bottom of it.
Like that. Cheese press. Yeah.
It's like the big
bread. Yeah. So. You assume it's all recognizable. It's all before some. It's all.
Cheese is the name. Would that be an example? Cheese press. There's cheese in it.
That refers to the hashdafa, meaning nowadays every single thing we buy in the store is clearly marked what is it. So there's no question, meaning it's OUD, OU.
Right, so that's a question. If you hold that once you bake it, it has a shame issue, go like that sheet, then it's not going to make a difference. What? Yeah, if you offer that sheet. Okay. So certain things that are clearly molate, you know, more calm. I mean, there were some hashkafas that would make it in the English often, even. So. Yeah.
Could this concept be undermined that, let's say, cheesecake is obvious, and nowadays people make, like, it's very popular and make parve cheesecakes and things like that? That could even exacerbate the situation where people would maybe think are more likely to come to eat the milk and cheesecake and perhaps react to inflation.
We know it's the foursome today that there are all types of things like parve ice cream and things like that. You know, so nothing is muksak in the world today because you can make anything. I told you I was at a Pinyan Aben on Chol HaMoed Pesach and they were serving bread. You know. So they told me that it was kosher Pesach bread, but Lamish looked like bread. It was like afraid. Anyway, it was a Sephardi Pidyan HaBen. So most of the things I didn't eat anyway because, yeah, it was a good heksher. But I went into the Mashkiach to discuss which of the things, you know, are kidneys, which are not kidneys here. And it was a from heksher. It was a good heksher. It was a Pesach, you know. But it was like, so today, what's muksak? Today everything is, you know, besides the world is hefker today, but the food industry is, everything is like everything, you know. It's not like the old days, you know, a piece of bread was comets, matzo, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think once something can be both, then people will know to ask.
Right. So that's what it is today. From I see, you can get cheesecake that's parve, and you can get cheesecake that's. And they're open. I heard they're opening a 16 handles here in the Heights.
Yeah.
Is it gonna, yeah, it's going to be it's going to have a hexer on it or
it's not.
The same
hexer. Yeah. Okay. 16 handles. Yeah. So we'll talk about 16 handles when it comes around. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue, Bez Hashem. Okay, and.